Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Juul Labs. It's finally Mueller time. Here are the realities of the Mueller report. The big day has finally arrived. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's findings, with an unknown number of redactions, are due to be released later this morning. Attorney General Bill Barr and his deputy, Rod Rosenstein, are holding a press conference at 9:30 a.m. House Democrats have already asked that Barr cancel the news conference and said he was doing the president's bidding. President Donald Trump has floated the idea of holding his own after that. Washington is doing one of its usual freakouts when news of this magnitude is about to drop. But the truth is that the release of Mueller's report won't change much, and here are the reasons why. Trump is right. Democrats are never going to be happy with what Barr gives Congress. He will never cough up enough of every bit of investigatory material Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller used, and short of that, Democrats are going to demand more. It seems very unlikely Trump will be impeached. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she wouldn't push for that unless there was bipartisan support for impeachment. Quick, name one Republican who seems ready to oust the president. Trump already had the headline he wants. No collusion. Nothing else matters to him. The White House knows most Americans won't read the fine print, even if the details of the report prove more damaging than Barr's four-page summary suggested. And the timing is incredibly fortuitous. Congress is out of session. Kevin McCarthy's in South America, Pelosi is still in Europe, and doesn't return until later this week. It's Passover and Easter. Millions of Americans will tune it all out. The New York Times reports that DOJ has briefed the White House about the conclusions made by Mueller, while the Washington Post says that the report will be lightly redacted, revealing a detailed look at the obstruction of justice investigation. And the Post also reports that key members of Congress will get a more complete version of the report. Networks already have big plans for the Mueller news. NBC, for example, will cut into its regular programming before Barr's presser. They will have Lester Holt and Savannah Guthrie, their evening news and morning news hosts, anchoring from 30 Rock. And the Wall Street Journal reports that three major publishers are preparing a print edition of the report. We've got some exciting news. Our book, The Hill to Die On, made the New York Times bestseller list at number 13. We were also on CBS's The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. You can check out the video online and buy The Hill to Die On anywhere books are sold. We've got some news. Doug Andres, who previously worked for Speaker Paul Ryan, is going to work for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell as press secretary. And the AP has the latest on North Korea. The country says it tested a new weapon and wants Secretary of State Mike Pompeo out of negotiations, while Bloomberg reports that Energy Secretary Rick Perry could be headed for the exit shortly. And on the 2020 front, our colleagues Maggie Severance, Elena Schneider, and Chris Catalego report that Kamala Harris has taken the early lead in big money donors. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Thursday. The president will deliver remarks at the Wounded Warrior Project Soldier Ride at 10:30 a.m. in the East Room. He will meet with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at 11:45 in the Oval Office. At 4 p.m., Trump and First Lady Melania Trump will leave the White House en route to Mar-a-Lago. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
Our mission at Juul Labs is to improve the lives of the world's 1 billion adult smokers by eliminating cigarettes. But youth use of vapor products endangers that mission, and we're addressing the issue head-on. We've stopped distribution of certain flavored vapor products to traditional retailers and restricted their sale to our 21 and up age verified website. We've exited Facebook and Instagram, expanded our secret shopper program to promote retailer compliance, and we're advocating to raise the minimum purchasing age for all tobacco and vapor products, including our own, to 21 and up nationwide.